Welcome to Every Night! Number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
Ah, baby, Tone.
That's Pablo Gambino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
What's up, Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
What is going on, Bruce?
I'm on a mish.
He's on a mish.
Honor, how are we?
I'm doing all right, Tony. I'm really just trying to fix my chair back here.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it,
man? It's just not in the right spot.
I hate that. I hate when people messing with your chair.
Well, you know what? I was the one messing with it, so I can't really complain, but...
Set yourself up.
Happens to me.
That'll happen.
Every time AQ's here, because the desk is next to me.
Oh, yeah.
My desk gets moved, and then there's this little plug with... drives me insane.
Oh, yeah.
But here we are.
Here we are.
Amerdan.
Amerdan.
We talk gambling.
Gambling.
Sports gambling.
Sports gambling.
That's what we do.
We don't normally do keno or slots or...
I used to love keno.
Board games. Okay.
Ooh,
that was playing keno was a shipyard. You went for pints with the lads Friday after shipyard.
I'm a craps guy myself.
Oh, you know what you do here? Pull tabs.
Well, the pull tabs is not necessarily...
Gambling. Oh. I guess it is technically. Not really.
It's more like a lottery.
It's more lottery. Yeah, it's lottery.
We'll
call it lottery.
Shits more time passing. I will one point in my life dedicate my life to winning the World Series of Gin Rummy.
I like that.
Of wait,
500?
What?
500 is a similar game.
The Gin Rummy 500?
Yeah.
To 100 usually.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Feels like you're not going to win it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it feels like you might not be on.
No, I don't think I will win it, but maybe.
Hopefully he's still on a mish.
Michelin Man in Michigan.
I mean, speaking of, in about, what are we at, December? 2 months. We're going to be in Vegas for about a week, so.
Ooh.
Make sure everyone.
There's a lot.
You want to talk about.
There's a lot of lads that have never been.
You want to talk about bankroll etiquette.
I've never been.
You've never been?
I've never been. Half never been.
Bruce.
The only time I've ever been to Vegas and been in a casino was actually twice. One time I was with my mom, and all the casinos are malls, so we were shopping. And the other time I was
Bruce,
with my
we're gonna dad. Have to have strict bankroll management.
That's
for
not
you
that's
before
not,
we go.
No, that's not what Bruce does. Don't change who you are, come Bruce.
On. Be yourself.
We'll probably set aside a bankroll.
That's what I mean.
And you know what? If you have to dip back in.
That's Vegas, baby.
I'm not going to have to.
You know what I say when I've pulled enough tabs that, I mean, they've already given me two buckets and
two buckets
still
of tabs?
Yeah, that might have happened on Saturday. You know what? There
like,
was money.
Oh, we got a mark. Give them the dummies.
Yeah, I hate pull tabs, dude. All right. It's not what we're here for.
No.
Kind of.
Yeah. Tonight, NHL.
Oh, yeah.
NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huge fight.
Sibaba.
We got a nice... Some sneaky teams you might not know that only have one loss on the season.
Sneaky CBB team?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You mean like Colorado State?
Longwood.
Okay. Those are the only... That's all I had in mind.
Utah State.
Okay. Good to know.
Teams like that.
Okay.
Best team in college basketball.
And then I'm going to give... you know, because we're leading up to it, so I want to give a few... quarterback matchups in the bowl games that I think people maybe should be aware of.
Ooh, I have not looked at any of those. I'm still trying to figure out who the fuck is in the portal.
It's coming up quickly.
Oh, yeah, this
I
weekend.
Know, but people are still like entering the portal and then like...
Yep. And you can still play if you're in the portal too.
Situation tomorrow.
So. Wait, so you can play Kyle McCord. Okay.
Kyle McCord could have played for Ohio State still if he wanted to.
You can't play for the two teams in one season.
Like, McCord could play in the bowl game if he wants to.
So Riley Leonard couldn't play for Notre Dame.
Well, he's hurt. Not correct. Yeah, he can't play for Notre Dame.
But if he was healthy.
No.
No, but if he was healthy, he could play for Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
though he's signed
still
with Notre Dame.
Technically. Yeah. That's actually hilarious. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd trot him.
So you got to monitor that situation, too. Like, so JMU, because Kurt Cignetti, is going to IU, a lot of people are transferring.
Who does he hate?
But all their players are still playing in the bowl game.
Yeah, he really fought hard for that bowl game just to not play in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's not there?
No, but all the players
didn't
are.
Didn't stay for the bowl
game? After all that?
After all that.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he's getting paid.
Less. Who do we hate?
Purdue!
Feels like and JMU might hate
Cignetti. I think they get it. The Big Ten.
Big he should have been on the side.
North Dakota State, that had to be a tough conversation in the locker room.
I think JMU's giving you what? Probably like 750. Big Ten head coach, you're getting at least five.
Cignetti?
Yeah.
I bet you he's getting.
IU?
Probably five.
IU's wanted to be good at
football. No, what's his name? While, the one before was getting.
Crean?
More than that.
Tom Allen?
Yeah.
Tom Allen, yeah, it might be more. That's
I think Cignetti's getting 10 piece.
Who's Crean? They're basketball.
Yeah. I honestly think that.
Mike Elko did, it was reported, significantly less than Jimbo, obviously.
Makes sense. Jimbo had won a national championship before he got there.
How did Elko's whole contract just get tweeted at? How's that happen?
Yeah.
I thought that happened more.
Because they want to say like.
Freedom of Information Act?
No, they just want to know. Yeah.
So NFL contracts are all public, but colleges aren't?
No. Other way around.
No NFL contracts.
And if college football are all
you
public.
You can look up how much my dad makes. That's 100% why.
Well,
NFL contracts are definitely public.
They should. No, they're not.
Coaches?
Coaches are, yeah.
Well, then your dad got fucked somehow. But.
Las Vegas, baby.
No, college contracts are public because if it's a state university, you're a state employee and your salary has to be public.
Ah, shit. Mm.
I digress.
Bingo.
You digress.
How'd you guys do last night?
2-0 CBB. NHL, Panthers lost. Bruce's beloved Rangers laid an absolute
worst loss.
Where were they?
At home against the Maple Leafs. Maple Leafs on a back-to-back.
Third-string goalie.
Lost 7-3.
Half the team out with the flu.
What happened to Ottawa?
Ottawa lost to the Caniacs. Caniacs smacked Ottawa around, actually. There was a sweet diving save on a penalty shot by a goalie. Then he tried to fight. The Connor parlay almost came home. Bedard scored and somehow
make
that goal was nasty. Oh yeah,
but that Oilers team is right back in the I think they are back in the playoffs right now, so they are back.
That was kind of they got buried a bit yesterday.
Well, I'm gonna stop
the Oilers.
I'm gonna stop this here to the chat. Cignetti is not coaching the bowl game. The chat's saying that he's coaching the bowl game. He's not.
We saw him last week. I bumped into him downtown. I said, "Who do you hate?"
He said,
"Purdue." Damn right, Cignetti.
Okay. Let's go. We want to start.
Is there any baseball news? We just start with baseball.
I'm a Dodgers fan. Have we said that yet?
Dodgers baseball. Fan. Giants offered the same exact thing.
Yeah, they got what's his name though, Lee.
Well, they were willing to pay a lot of money. So
everybody was. Blue Jays offered that much too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Imagine having three teams on the table for 700 M's. Unreal. You can't even pitch for how long?
Yeah,
this whole year.
It was being discussed today. I saw. I forget by who. I think it may have been Ken Rosenthal or the like. That San Francisco's perception as a city is hurting them in free agency. Nobody wants to go to San Francisco.
People think it's a shithole right now.
Really?
I think it is a shithole.
Well, I haven't been, so I'm not going to speak.
I'm one of those people.
I like San Francisco. I went...
I think it's within like the last year.
Okay, you know? I went last in 2012, I believe.
Yeah, it was great.
It used to be sick.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Went down to the water there.
Great.
I was just pooping bums everywhere.
Yes. What were you doing there?
My sister goes to
Houston.
I go to LA and like I go. I've been around.
Those cities are not.
He goes to UCLA.
She go to UCLA.
Let's start on the hardwood.
Who's out for the Lakers tonight?
Okay, so it's doubtful of LeBron and AD. So one of them's going to play.
It's going to be AD, right?
I was actually going to say it's probably going to be LeBron because AD.
What's the line on that game?
Minutes. I bet a money line, like minus 126.
Shouldn't you take the Lakers still?
Probably.
Money line's minus 155. Give me the
Lakers. I mean, Spurs have lost, 16, 17 in a row?
17 in a row. The Spurs fucking stink. I know. I say that about a lot of teams, but I mean, they've lost 17 in a row. I mean, the only reason why they're not getting national public.
Tonight, the night?
Yeah.
Tonight could be the night.
Well, there is a rule here. You have to ride it until streaks like this, you ride until you die. Give me Lakers money line.
Yeah, take
have,
like
you have to ride the streaks.
Yeah.
And if we're talking streaks, I know this is a big number, but Philadelphia's going into Detroit, and Detroit's lost like 22 in a row. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why San Antonio is getting swept under the rug. I'm taking Philly minus 12 tonight to beat the shit out
of. What would Lakers Philly money line be?
Lakers Philly, like,
oh, big news, Bruce.
Probably Philly minus like
big 3. News, Bruce. Taj Gibson back to the Knicks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Marley.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, Lakers. What, if you want to ride the streaks. If you want to ride the streaks. Lakers, Sixers, money line parlay is minus 114.
I mean, you might. I'm going to do it.
It's not terrible.
I do have a parlay, a money line parlay.
Are you thinking about riding the streaks or not?
I'm riding the streaks. I'm adding something to it.
Wait, somebody must have been added off the injury report because I took the Lakers at minus 118.
They're minus 155 right now. Yeah, no. Everyone's also playing for the Suns tonight. First time we're seeing Durant, Beal, and Booker. They are now minus 4.5.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Are you sure?
Fucking minus.
Yep. Shams tweeted it longer than an hour ago.
Okay. Yeah, I took them at minus 132. Where are they at now?
They are minus 180.
Yeah.
And I kind of a revenge game for the Nets. I think it's their players they traded for.
Oh yeah,
their first game back in Phoenix, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing a thing for Malik Bridges. I read. I don't love going against the Nets. They're covered machine, but I'll lay the 4.5 with the Suns.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll still lay the 4.5.
And then I got a 5-way money line parlay plus 310.
Yeah.
Knicks, Rockets, Heat, Sixers, Pelicans.
Okay. Ooh, like that. I'm also on the Knicks going into Utah minus the 6.5. Bruce, how do you feel about
that? You got them at 5.5 right now.
Ooh, I got them at 5.5?
Yeah, on a back-to-back, no Mitchell Robinson. Obviously, that is
Knicks why. Are on a back-to-back?
Yeah, right? Yeah, they played last night or was that Monday?
I don't think they played last night,
Bruce. It was Monday.
I don't think they'd be in the can't lose
right.
money line parlay if they played that.
It was on Monday. You are right. I am mistaken.
Taj playing tonight?
Again. Yeah, this happened again. This happened when we were in New York, too.
I get confused about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
About the Knicks schedule. Yeah,
the tweeted up.
Yeah. The early week, I just, for whatever reason, it gets murky in my brain. Yeah, obviously they lack depth at center. That's why they got Taj Gibson coming back.
Yeah,
you do have to love Thibodeau just being like, we don't need to carry three centers. We'll just call Taj when shit hits the fan. And here we are again.
Hilarious.
Excited to see what Taj Gibson looks like if he is in town. But no, I don't love it, to be honest.
No, I don't love the line. I don't love the spread.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like covering might be a tall task here.
Utah's tough barn.
Huh? Tough barn.
Sells out every night.
Sells out every time.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what?
It's an experience.
Yeah.
The last picks that I do have, it's the same game. I'm taking the Pacers plus the 6.5. I just think it's too many points. They've beat Milwaukee the last two times they've played. And then the over of this game is the highest over. I saw a tweet. So it's the highest over ever in an NBA game. It's set at 258.5. 258.5. I'm taking the over. I don't give a shit.
Bruce.
I think it's hilarious.
Bruce.
This one might not win, but you got to take the highest over ever.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Boy, Matt, I like that.
I honestly like the Bucks and Giannis.
Revenge game.
Ooh.
Yeah, Giannis
it's over. NBA Cup revenge game.
Oh. Yeah,
that's exactly my train of thought. Ooh. And then I know it's chalky and you guys are both on it as well, but I too think the Suns pull away tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a double-sided revenge game.
Yeah, yeah. That's the other.
Yeah, that is true.
A lot of revenge in there.
There's a lot
of revenge.
Maybe a triple.
Yeah.
Let's stay on the hardwood.
Okay.
But not the association.
The college ranks.
Oh.
The NCAA.
Yes.
I would say the children, but there are men playing that now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Young men.
We did not miss in CBB last night.
I heard.
Bruce, you got any tea leaves for us?
I'm kind of fading my, I'm on football. Hold on. This isn't necessarily a tea leaver.
Okay.
The tea leaves actually kind of contradict it. So FIU lost last time out.
Good program.
Very good program. But I still think FIU, you know, they should probably share a couple watering holes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on the underdog yet again. I think you can get 24. Give me FAU.
Ooh.
Or is it FIU? I might be getting my
Florida's.
Is it Florida Atlantic?
Give me the underdog. I don't know which one's good. Florida Atlantic's good.
Florida, right? The FIU's plus 23.5.
Yep, that's the one. Give me FIU plus
20. You want the plus 23.5.
23.5. It's probably going over, so the math is even against it, but fuck it. Let's ride, boys.
What do you like tonight, Kobe?
Let's go deep here. I like Dartmouth money line at home versus Boston University.
Ooh, that is a legitimate tough barn.
Yes.
It's just bleachers on the court.
Boston.
They are in your Boston's kitchen.
Been the better team this year, but I like Dartmouth tonight.
Okay.
Queens plus 6.5 at home versus App State.
Duh.
I think Queens might win that one. Who's 10-1? Longwood's 10-1.
Yeah, they are.
Give me Longwood money line versus Milwaukee. Give me the Ragin' Cajun
of ULL
money line versus Eastern Kentucky, and then say, you know, 9 o'clock Suns Nets. You're watching that.
Sure.
What else? What else can I throw on? I'm a little bored. Maybe bored. You know, it's halftime. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about Utah State.
Oh yeah, tell us about them.
Utah State's 9-1.
Okay. Oh yeah.
That means they've only lost once all year.
That is true.
They're a short favorite. Give me Utah State money line at Santa Clara. Tough barn.
Tough barn.
But I think Utah State wins this one.
That one. If you're bored. That one makes me scared.
Yes. Everyone I have shared that with has been very worried about the Utah State pick.
Okay. No, not at all. Best team in college basketball. Doesn't matter.
Longwood, if you're looking, Longwood is the POD in the college ranks.
The Bella de Ball. Yeah.
You had to do it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nick, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Pretty good.
What happened to my sweet, sweet rags last night? What the fucking hell?
I think PK Subban mushed everybody on the show yesterday.
Yep.
Everyone, Florida Panthers got their teeth kicked.
Including, the anti-mush of the Pens.
Yeah. Yes. Two power play goals and a fucking shorthanded goal from Jeff Carter.
Yeah. Wow.
Who
that was not Jeff Carter last
night. The corpse of Jeff Carter.
No, that was not the corpse of Jeff. No. That was turtleneck Jeff Carter. Jeff Carter showed up last night in a turtleneck.
Yep.
He took it back about 15 years.
The reanimated corpse of Jeff Carter in the turtleneck was unbelievable.
I haven't seen an NHL player throw on a turtleneck since 95. Fucking
power play goal and a shorty. He looked like Lemieux when he came back with the turtleneck coming back from the cancer treatment.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Just completely clean shaven face. He looked like a young whippersnapper out there.
Yeah, the ice was not kind to us last night, but that's okay. It will be tonight.
It wasn't. Let's start with the aforementioned Pittsburgh Penguins. They are
back.
They're in Montreal.
Ooh, Montreal.
They are.
Doesn't Sid love the hot dogs there?
Sid usually plays very well in Montreal. His father was a goalie.
His father loved Molson.
Triple X
for the Habs, and
they don't make it like that.
No, they do not.
They do not. But I got nothing for this game. I don't trust the Pens. They put their best game of the year last night against a good Yotes team. The Yotes are better than they have been in years. And the Penguins were.
Is Labatt still doing it?
What do you mean? Yeah.
What do you mean? Labatt Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bear shit in the woods.
Okay.
But it's Montreal is most.
Oh, I just want to let you know.
Molson.
Back when we lived in Pittsburgh, if you went to the local beer distributor and you got a 30-pack of Labatt, you also got a Penguins hat to go with it.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's a good deal.
Labatt Blue?
Yeah. 30-pack of Labatt and a hat?
Yeah, it was sweet.
It was a nice hat, too. It wasn't some bullshit.
No, it was sweet.
Especially the winter toques.
Yeah. Ooh, used to get a shirt when right around playoff time.
From Labatt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do it right.
They're losing money every day that they don't bring back Labatt and a hat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
We should probably contact them.
Yeah.
They probably still do it. There's just no hockey team here. So if you're buying Labatt, you're probably not getting a hat.
You're getting an Indian
Labatt. You're right. Labatt isn't as popular here, I don't think. Bruins are at the Devils. Devils are favorites.
Yeah.
Who's in net for the Bees?
Probably Swayman.
Is Tuca on the team or even just an e-bug? What was that about? The guy quit playing hockey. And
wait, Rask is back?
Dude, he quit playing hockey and then he was the fucking e-bug the other night?
That's a hell of an e-bug.
Yeah, well, does he want to play? Or?
What the hell's an e-bug?
Emergency e-bug? Backup goaltender.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like
usually it's like a fucking cameraman.
Yeah.
Zamboni guy.
Yeah, a painter.
He is.
Equipment manager.
Taj Gibson.
But, you know, if you got Tuukka Rask just hanging around Boston, probably good option for your e-bug.
I'm not. You show me Bruins plus money, I can't turn it down.
Yeah, they are pretty good on the road. But E3-2, you know, even though they've only been 500 in their last 10. But give me the bees here. I like the value.
If you're if you want to be seeing green tonight.
Okay.
Oh, God.
There is a boost tonight. It's not a seeing green boost.
Not one of those fucking boosts.
But this boost is very good. This is a very good boost.
That's Greeny stinks of gambling.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
What the hell?
I mean, you just can't do that.
What was that, man. Dude? He's seeing green.
What's your problem, kid? Thank you.
Well done, Mitt.
Just a quick.
Pasta or Jack Hughes to score first in this game? Is plus 450.
Fucking pasta?
Yeah.
Pasta?
That's how we say it in Canada. I apologize.
I love it. No,
pasta. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was plus 275. It's now plus 450. I think there's a good chance one of those two could get the first goal.
Okay.
They're pretty much.
Those are the two premier goal scorers. They are their best players.
And that's seeing green?
That would be my version of seeing green.
Okay.
Yes. This is not Greeny's seeing green.
No, this is my. This is my NHL.
I like bees, straight up money line. That boost isn't bad. Pasta, two goals last game. yeah.
Ducks and Isles, anything?
I will take the Isles, 60-minute money line. I like the Isles at home here.
Ooh.
Sabres are going into Colorado.
Oh, that's tough ball.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna stay off these last two.
No.
No West Coast swing.
What?
Humpy, what say you? Anything?
What say me? What do you want to do? It depends what you want to do. Do you want to do a parlay or do you want to do the 60-minute guy?
You do whatever you want. You're the one who's making the bet.
If it was me?
Yeah.
It is you.
If it was me,
okay.
I would give me the Avs and the Kings money line parlay.
Okay.
You get overtime. You get the Avs beating the Sabres. You get the Kings beating the Jets.
You do get overtime, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Overtime.
I will bet a 60-minute time to time.
Hockey games do go to overtime.
Vegas won an overtime last night. Yeah. Yeah, I like the money line parlay there.
Okay.
It's approaching 98 degrees back here.
It's so fucking hot. I'm sweating bullets.
Who's problem? Who do you guys have the temperature in there?
This thing changes like every day. It's supposed to be 74. It's not 74.
74 is hot.
Might have been.
It's actually quite comfortable.
It might here. Be 74.
Might be Mitt just going to hell for staying green fucking, was a bad gambler.
Since 74.
It should, good luck. Mitt, why don't you set it at like a normal temperature, like 68?
I got swamp ass.
I always said it at 69, but
good luck, Nick.
I always said it.
Oh, 69.
I knew Nick was gonna laugh at him.
That's good stuff. That's good puck.
Couple quarterback things for the bowl game.
There we go.
Well, we're just gonna do starters versus
can
the backup.
Can you fill okay? me in?
The very first game, the Myrtle Beach Bowl, Ohio and Georgia Southern. Myrtle. Give me Ohio Bobcats. Yeah. They're playing a backup. Georgia Southern is going to have the starter.
Ooh.
Rourke is transferring. Where is he going to go? Nobody knows, but he's going to make him a better football
player. Sling the pill.
What if he goes to Ohio State?
Miami of Ohio is going to be down to their third string quarterback against App State.
Wait, what? Where's Gabbert?
Gabbert was hurt for the year. The backup is transferring. So now they're down the third string.
Oh, AC Milan.
That's the curable.
You shouldn't be allowed to transfer out of the MAC.
Yeah, that is true. It should be a lifetime contract.
UCLA and Boise in the LA Bowl. UCLA is going to have a starter. Dante Moore's transferring, but he wasn't the starter at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
They were trotting out a bunch of guys.
Yeah, Boise is going to be down to their third.
Is it blue turf?
Because their quarterback is going to Mississippi State, I think.
George Helani ain't sitting that.
No, he's
playing
not.
On blue turf.
And neither is the other one.
They playing in the Idaho Bowl?
Huh?
Is that the Idaho Bowl?
No, that's the LA Bowl. That's Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Where is it being played?
LA.
What stadium? Like UCLA Stadium?
I don't know which one that's.
It's bowl season, boys. We got to open up so fast.
Probably at the Coliseum.
I think it's actually at Chavez Ravine. They wanted the biggest stadium they could find.
The Meeps.
The Meeps. It is at SoFi.
Okay, good.
Right. Holy.
Yeah.
The Meeps, obviously.
Back to the brim.
Obviously, Frank Harris, in his seventh season, is not going to skip the bowl game.
Frank Harris is in?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the last game of his career?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, let's go.
Versus Marshall is going to have to play their backup because their first string quarterback transferred because the fans hated him.
That's Marshall, awesome. Let's go.
Real story.
What's the line here?
What's up with the herd?
It was UTSA minus 9.5. I don't know what it is currently.
12.5.
Is it up to that? Sheesh, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Dude, we haven't meeped all year.
Obviously, I lost Troy.
My money.
Troy against Duke. Troy's going to have their starter. Duke will not. Obviously, Riley Leonard's not playing.
Their backup played a bit of ball, though.
Yeah, but then it was the kid from the Bronx, and then they went to another kid at the end of the year. So I don't know what Duke's official quarterback situation is, but it's not as good as Troy's.
Troy's minus seven. Oh, no, Elko either.
That's still a healthy 7.5 for a proud bunch.
Yeah. Coastal is down to their third quarterback going against San Jose State. If you're in that one, that's probably why it went to 9.5.
If a transfer can play in the bowl game, Grayson McCall should play one more fucking game.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I don't think he is. But I agree with you.
He should.
Bowling Green's playing their starter against Minnesota, who's got the backup going.
Oh hell yeah.
Okay. Texas State playing their starter against the backup from Rice, obviously because our sweet prince JT Daniels. Is done for his career.
To coach now.
RIP.
WU's got a starter, Garrett Green, going against UNC's backup because Drake May's not playing in the bowl game. Oklahoma State has got a starter going against A&M's third string quarterback because
Max Johnson.
Max is going to UNC.
Yep. But Elko will have binoculars in the skybox.
So Max Johnson should not be able to play next year unless he's graduated because I'm pretty sure he's only a sophomore.
He's a graduate. I mean, he was at LSU for what, 2 years?
1 year.
Are you sure?
Maybe. COVID online classes.
COVID, yeah. I mean, he's a graduate because he wouldn't be able to.
Don't tell JJ Watt.
I know, right? Rutgers has got a starter going against Miami's third string quarterback.
Ooh.
Still
like Rutgers.
Gonna have to watch some huddle.
Yeah. NC State starter, obviously, it's Brennan's last game ever. Brennan Armstrong. Going against K-State's backup because Will Howard's in the portal.
Are we not
old cold world?
Are we not laying 7 with Utah?
Utah,
their other quarterbacks played all year. They're gonna be out there.
Right? The pig farmer is transferring, but he's gonna play in the bowl game.
Yeah,
classic pig farmer.
Who are they going against?
Northwestern, coach of the year.
Northwestern's got their starter guy. I don't know how I feel about that game yet.
Utah will be up for that one.
Oregon State is down to their third string quarterback going against Notre Dame's backup. But Oregon State's third string quarterback is the guy who played the last 8 games last year when they went on a nice little run. So that's some information you need to know there.
To his brother playing?
He's supposed to be.
Was he going to go to the NFL?
And that's pretty much it. Oh, except for Wyoming's got a starter going against Toledo's backup because Daquan Finn is transferring. Huh?
To his brother good enough to go to the NFL?
I think he's going to, yeah. I mean, he's the all-time leading pass yards in the Big Ten history, so.
Yeah, he can sling it.
The Dolphins will sign him as an undrafted free agent, and then they'll go 2-2 as wide in the backfield.
That'll be sweet.
That would be awesome.
Fine by me. Always, as long as we have no line.
So that's a little bit of a...
Can you imagine the play fake?
Quarterback starter info for today. More to come tomorrow and then picks.
Is there any... I know we signed Melvin Ingram, who's... probably going to light it up.
Mm-hmm. He might.
Is there any centers out there that are
probably not retired
or?
Probably not.
There's not many centers around.
Pouncies are down in Miami, but they weigh 145 pounds, though.
Yeah, they don't work.
I don't think they would.
Kanye could probably snap the ball. Speaking of being down in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Free agent.
Probably not, pal.
Dude, I
thought it'd be one or two kickers.
There are so many teams looking for offensive linemen right now. There's no fucking way.
Jeez.
Yeah, you really gotta focus on swing guards.
You can try moving. To. I'd say Akush, but he's also lost a bunch of weight.
He could still.
Lael Collins is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
hasn't played there.
He is medically cleared.
How did Jarvis Landry not get on the team?
I don't know. Good question. Older.
Old. Dunlap's out there?
Long in the tooth.
Oh, yeah. Zach Ertz still hasn't signed anywhere.
No.
Yeah, what happened there? He's going to a contender.
There were six. I guess there were 6 teams that were in on him.
No contender wanted him.
I'm surprised nobody picked up Marcus Peters either.
I'm not.
He helped. Oh, no. Something happened in Vegas, so.
Oh, no. He just stunk.
Well, yeah, but also something happened.
T.Y. Hilton still out there?
Huh? T.Y. puts
this free agent list ain't fucking too shabby.
I will say.
Sounds like a lot of old guys.
Yeah, it might be me thinking that I'm still living in like 2018, but
the only person sweet that names I would actually here. Think could get signed for a playoff run is honestly T.Y. Hilton could do some damage. T.Y. Hilton's still fat.
O.J. Howard only being 28 is insane.
Hey, he's been on like 30 teams in the last 2 years. Okay.
It's good stuff.
We got anything else?
Oh, Tony, I got some more. Okay. Oh, wait, do we have soccer tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, good point, man. Europa League. Liverpool draw no bet versus Union Saint-Gilloise. Villarreal double chance versus Stade Reims.
Sure.
Real Betis moneyline versus Rangers. Marseille double chance versus Brighton. And Atalanta double chance versus RKS.
You know what I thought about on the look ahead? We were talking schedules today.
Tottenham's playing Friday.
Fletcher Cox and all the Eagles D linemen fucking going like this.
Oh yeah,
at the link. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be sweet. Got one more game before that.
You guys cover at New Orleans, I think.
We should be favorites.
That's don't what I'll say. 6-point dogs.
Don't fucking say
I'll
it.
Tell you what.
Don't do it.
All right. Rick Schmitz isn't turning around and screaming at Tommy DeVito. I'll tell you that much. It's smacked right in the mouth.
Okay. All right, Mitt, send us out.
All right, Tony, this comes from the good old, great J.J. Watt.
Sure.
Byline first.
Stop making excuses and start making things happen.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
J.J. came up with that?
I don't know. He tweeted it.
All right, good. Yeah.
It's probably from that song.
It says, Texans, J.J. Watt gives super wise parenting advice on Twitter. Stop making excuses and start making things happen. Don't know how that's parenting advice.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
God bless.
Hey.